It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. And now to a battle over copyright and privacy between YouTube and Viacom. This week, a victory for Viacom. A judge ordered YouTube to hand over records about its users to the media company. Viacom had sued YouTube and its owner Google for the login names and internet addresses of people who watch copyright-protected online videos. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports on the privacy concerns raised by this week's ruling.
Viacom says it needs YouTube's user data to determine just how much pirated material is on the site. Because every time someone watches a clip of, say, Jon Stewart or South Park, it's money out of Viacom's pocket. But some say the demand for user information in this case shows that Google simply knows too much about what we do online.
I'd say Google and YouTube know more about me than my mother. Because, frankly, what people search for, I think, is basically at the core of privacy. I mean, I can think of very few things more embarrassing than what people search for, or just revealing. I am not a privacy nut, but this stuff does make me afraid.
That's Tim Wu, a professor at Columbia University Law School. Google keeps records about what people search for and watch. Through its various free services, Google's database knows what users are buying, which sites they like, and topics discussed over its email service. Wu calls that information Google's lockbox.
The problem is now is that big lockbox is a very tempting target for any litigation, any sort of random law enforcement, anything that wants to prove that people like porn. They just go at the lockbox, and I think that that's a problem here.
Both Viacom and YouTube say this case doesn't include personally identifiable information. YouTube spokesman Ricardo Reyes says privacy advocates shouldn't worry.
The IP address is a random number generated to the computer you're working from. There's no coupling of that information that we have that can identify you in any way, shape, or form to who you are.
YouTube uses the data to suggest videos based on what users watched before. And Google makes money serving ads targeted based on a person's web behavior. But some say this case shows that Google can't necessarily control the information it gets from users. Simon Davies is director of the watchdog group Privacy International in London. He says some users have already defected to rival search engines that keep less personal information.
Because who knows? It could be anybody accessing this information.
Columbia's Tim Wu says the judge's ruling shows that what consumers really need is stricter privacy laws that will safeguard that lockbox. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.